Embrace Your Authenticity by Sheila Jassel.
Hello and welcome. It's Helen Vandenberg here. And today I'm really excited to announce an amazing new podcast that you just have to listen to because it is hosted by someone who has got so much soul, so much compassion for people in general, but particularly for people in transition who really want to make a powerful shift in their lives. And she's just an amazing lady. So the lady I'm talking about is Sheila Jassel. She is a seasoned therapist, life coach and personal development expert with over 20 years experience in the field of working with clients all around the world. Not only that, she runs personal development seminars and retreats, and she's also the author of the forthcoming book, Transition into Greatness. So welcome, Sheila.
Hello, thank you. Thank you, Helen. Thank you very much for that great introduction.
Well, it's a real honour to be speaking to you and to be announcing this fabulous new podcast and resource. I think it will just be such a source of inspiration for people. So let's start with True Face. What is this podcast about and who is it for?
All right. So True Face is a podcast that I've been meaning to do for quite a long time now. And it is, as the title says, your true face. And what's inspired me to do it is I've always felt through my life journey that I wasn't always showing my true face to people. And there was always that part of me that was hiding away, didn't feel confident, didn't feel safe to let people know who I really was. So I've been on quite a journey through my life and through my spiritual work, where I've had to reveal layers or take off layers, if you like, of myself to bring my true essence forward. And as I was going through this journey, I thought, how fantastic would it be to have a podcast where I could also discuss with other people their own journeys about revealing their true selves, showing their true face in the world, and being authentic, not just being authentic with who they present themselves to be, being authentic within themselves. Who am I really? Where am I going? What is my true passion? What is my true purpose in life? And with that, how do you step forward in the world? How are you in the world? How is your presence in the world? Are you living your truest, most authentic self? So that's what inspired me initially to start this. And I just feel like it's a perfect podcast for people right now, because there's so many people who aren't really being their authentic selves. And this could be social conditioning. This could be pressures from peers or anyone where they're having to have an identity that maybe not truly them. And I want to create this podcast so people can just talk about this in a more open and a safe way to let others know about their own journeys, but also inspire people about how they can step into their most truest self.
That's amazing. And I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about your journey when you started becoming more fully authentic and, you know, really feeling that you were stepping into your truest self. What were, you know, when was that, and what were the changes and benefits that sort of occurred as part of that journey?
I think for me, the time that I really started stepping into that was when I started coming more into my spiritual work, and I started working. And I was very, here's me talking, but I was very meek. I was very meek at one point. I couldn't even get my words out. I couldn't even speak. I almost felt like I didn't deserve to be heard. And I think there was something from my conditioning where it was just wasn't safe to speak your truth. So for me, that really began when I started working, and I was always that person in a meeting that never put their hand up, that didn't feel they had anything valuable to say. And I was like a chameleon, really. I kind of molded myself to whatever was needed in the situation around people. So no one ever knew who I was. And in fact, I remember someone once saying to me, Shilla, you're like the great pretender. And and that's because there was so much more to me that people didn't realise, but I never revealed it, I never showed it. And that started to frustrate me because I knew there was a Shilla inside that needed to come out, but I just couldn't get her out. And so I started to really dig deep into myself and look at that and think, what's going on here? And it was that part of me that was absolutely frightened of just being who I was, that people would reject me, they wouldn't like what they saw. And so I had to play it safe. And I worked with lots of different spiritual teachers. I worked with lots of different modalities where, for me, the first part of the journey was my voice, was getting my voice out and getting comfortable with my voice to the point where here I am now speaking to you. And as I started to reveal more of myself, there was layers of shame that was coming up. There was layers of vulnerability that was coming up. But I kept moving through it because I thought, I can't let my life pass and never be who I truly am. I mean, what's that going to be like when I get to the end of my life and I just played it safe? So that was what was driving me at the time. And as I went on this journey and I've met some amazing teachers and souls who have supported me, I've started to just allow myself to be seen in all my, I don't even like to use the word ugly, but let's just use it for here, my beauty and my ugliness, my light and my shadow, which actually is part of my the image I'm using for my podcast. Is a face. If you look at it, you'll see it. One side is somebody looking, the other side is a mask on one side. And I always wore a mask. And it's about taking, for me, it was about taking that mask off. And there's times when I want to put that mask back on. I want to put half the mask back on. But it's like, no, you keep that mask off now. That mask is not going to serve you. So that's where that began for me. And as I started coming more into the Shilla, you know, like it or lump it kind of situation, I noticed that people were actually more receptive to me, were more respectful to me. And then that kept me engaged on this journey. And I started to feel more power coming back into my being, more energy to start taking more risks in life. Because when we don't show who we truly are, it's because we don't feel like it's safe to take those risks and to move forward. So for me, it's been a gradual journey, but a very significant journey of just peeling back those layers to the point where I can feel more peace within myself, more happiness. That, you know, it's an ongoing journey, of course, but I feel like I'm really on the road now. I'm really stepping forward as a Shilla that I want the world to see.
That's so inspiring. And I know you're also connecting with lots of guests that have similar stories and are sharing those. So just tell us a little about the sort of people who you'll be having on as guests on your show.
Yeah, I'm really excited about the people that have come forward to be supported. I've got guests who are speaking about coming out, about who they are in terms of their sexual identity. I've got guests who have had journeys as well where they've carried a lot of shame. They've carried a lot of guilt for being who they truly are. I've got guests who come who are speaking about that. I've got guests who want to talk about their journeys with their careers and how they never really went for the career that made their heart sing. They had a lot of conditioning, parents and others, what they expected them to be, and how they navigated their way through that journey and came to do their real life's passion. So these are just some of the guests I've got lined up. I've got many more that would like to come on, but I'm so excited about the guests that are already coming forward saying, oh, I'd love to talk on your podcast.
That's amazing. So I know that you are going to be on multi-platforms. So guys, wherever you're watching this, either listening to this audio or watching the video, somewhere near here will be a link to the best place to connect with Shilla and this podcast. But you're definitely going to be streaming also. So it will be available on all your favorite podcast platforms. And again, the title of the show is True Face. So if you look for that, but it's also going to be on your Facebook, streamed onto your Facebook pages. Is that correct, Sheila?
Yeah, that's correct. It'll be streamed on my Facebook page, but also on other platforms as well. And as I get onto that, I may explore other platforms. But for now, you'll find me on Facebook.
Fantastic. So guys, wherever you're listening or watching this, look for the link nearby. It'll either be in the show notes or in the comments below, and you'll be able to connect with Sheila straight away. So I wish you every success. I cannot wait to start listening to this, and it's going to be weekly, isn't it? So,
but actually I'm going to do it fortnightly to begin with.
Making us wait. Fantastic. So every 2 weeks, guys, you'll be able to get an amazing shot of inspiration from Sheila and her amazing guests. So we cannot wait. And when is it going to be launching?
I am going to be launching in early July. So that's the time you'll be you can wait for that. It's only a few weeks away. So
great. And in the meantime, Sheila, if you want to just tell everyone the best website for people to connect with you or the best place for them to reach you.
Yep, the best place to connect with me to find out a bit more about my work is www.soulfulhappiness, and soul is spelled S-O-U-L, soul, S-O-U-L-F-U-L, soulfulhappiness.com. Or alternatively, you can email me on transitionintogreatness@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you.
Yeah, we can't wait to hear from our new listeners. Thanks so much, Sheila, and really good luck with the podcast launch. Bye for now.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Helen.